Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great James Brown, the godfather of soul, ladies and gentlemen. One of the greats. We still miss him, too. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Pam Harper. Pamela S. Harper is the name on the book, Preventing Strategic Gridlock, available wherever books are sold. I encourage you to check it out and read what Pam has to say about putting your best foot forward in the marketplace, with especially when dealing with other organizations. Pam, give us the website, please.
It's businessadvance.com.
All right, so check that out, too. Pam, we've been talking about business partnerships, strategic partnerships, not the legal kind, not necessarily, maybe there's a contract, but we're not talking about you and I get together and go into business. We're talking about my business and your business throwing in together and pulling something off together, right?
That's right, the strategic partnership.
Exactly. And so what about when we actually come now, so you and I've come together and we've agreed to do this, and you and I've reconciled our uniquenesses, I've recognized that that you've got your issues and I've got mine, and it's perfect as we are, etc. But should we also talk about how our downline folks what their responsibilities are, so that my manager doesn't preempt your manager, that kind of thing?
Well, that's right. I think that one of the biggest issues also in succeeding with strategic partnerships is making sure that everybody is in alignment about what it is that you're trying to do and how to accomplish it. And as you were saying earlier, communication is critical on this.
Right.
So that if you're saying, for example, and you really believe that this partnership is going to be one of the most important ways that we're going to complete this project, then that means that everybody has to understand that they have to treat the partner a certain way and communicate with them,
right,
and work together to make this happen. And that is easier said than done.
So there's two conversations, it seems to me, that need to go on. One is, you and I talk about what I'm going to. All right, so I'm going to tell my manager this, and you've agreed to tell your manager this. So you and I have that conversation, and then I go talk to my manager and I say, "Now look, I'm getting ready to put this partnership together. We are with Business Advance, with Pam Harper's business, and she's and I have agreed that this is how she and I are going to work together, and you're going to be working with her person at your level." And this is what you have the ability to do, and I want you to meet that person, and I want you guys to understand and to talk to each other, because you two are going to be putting this deal together. You're actually going to be executing the project.
That's right. And so one of the biggest ways that you can accelerate success in this area is to be transparent. In other words, be clear about how things get done. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times people get confused. You know, we are not necessarily going to tell you how we're doing things.
Right.
And in our study, one of the things we found that made the biggest difference in terms of success in strategic partnerships was transparency. Mm. The more that there was,
or the lack
was
of it,
to understand, the better they were.
Mm. And the lack of it goes the other way. And of course, you know, and that's where you have to use judgment. Everything that's going on in my business doesn't need to be known by you. But in terms of the project, that's where the transparency needs to be, right?
That's right. So we need to understand what is going to be most important for working together. And the more that there is a sense that there's a mutuality to the relationship, so that it isn't that, well, this relationship is more important to you than to mm-hmm. me, but rather we both need each other to pull it off.
And you know,
that's another thing.
The construction industry is a clinic. They every day they give a clinic on how to do this, don't they? the general contractors, bringing in subcontractors. Every day they give clinics on this, don't they? I mean, if you want to see it happen, and folks, this works. This what Pam's talking about works because there's a whole industry that does it every day, don't they?
Mm-hmm. And I think that they're onto something because the only way that people can get better at doing this is to have practice and to be talking about the issues openly.
And if you don't, think that this is rife through the economy, the Boeing 787 is built by about 29 different companies and assembled in Seattle. It's not even manufactured in Seattle.
That's right, and that's a perfect example of what we're talking about, which is you need to bring people together, and a lot of times companies have many different strategic partnerships, so they often work together.
Businessadvancement.com?
Businessadvance.com. For an article on this topic, just go to our website at the bottom left. You'll see the title of...
Thanks, Pam. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.